You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
And what Manchin and the Democrats and the president are now proposing are the two cardinal sins that you don't want to do when the economy is in such a dire situation. Number one is they want to raise taxes in the middle of a recession. Now, I know Joe Biden says it's not a recession, but if you Google recession, it's a recession. Two-thirds of the American people believe we're in a recession. They're living it. The other is they want to do massive government spending. They have a 725-page bill, and it's over $1 billion a page. At the time when we're at 40-year high inflation, this is going to make inflation worse.
Yeah, I think he's nailed it. That is Senator Barrasso, Republican of Wyoming, talking about what Joe Manchin did the other day. Senator Joe Manchin, West Virginia Democrat, had been, along with Senator Sinema of Arizona, the firewall against the Democrats pushing through more and more spending, killing the Build Back Better Biden plan. Build Back Better my butt, because it was not going to do that, and it was going to increase your taxes. And so does this. I don't care how many mirrors and how much smoke they put in your face. Believe me, it's going to increase your taxes. They're talking about how they're going to raise taxes on the corporates. It's closing a loophole. That's the loophole that Senator Manchin is pinning everything on. But 50% of this new $739 billion package, new revenues, where do you think you're going to get all of that? So far, no response from Senator Kyrsten Sinema if she will back Joe Manchin on it. He did appeal to her over the weekend on one of the network shows, saying, you should look at this. This is including a lot of the stuff you wanted on prescription drugs. Yeah, that's in there. But it's all the other stuff. And I mean, it's a lot of stuff. And a lot of it has to do with green energy. Make no mistake about it. It's going to be providing a $750 tax credit. I'm sorry, $7,500 tax credit, if you make $300,000 a year or more, you get a $7,500 tax credit to buy an electric vehicle. Basically telling car makers, here's your incentive to produce more electric cars so the affluent can go out and buy a Tesla. That's fine. I have no problem with it if you want that. But don't make the taxpayers put in for it. A subsidy for it? It's like that subsidy we gave last week in the other bill that gave all this semiconductor chip makers a subsidy. It was supposedly prevent us being tied to China for chips, but it's basically, again, giving out subsidy money for corporations that need to survive on their own and put their act together. You're going to hear from Senator Manchin a little bit later as he's defending what he did. And among one parts of the bill that you should be aware of, 86,000 new IRS agents. Now, what do you think the odds are that your audit chances just went tremendously up? Oh, you may do everything by the book. But if you're an individual, obviously, or a small business, 86,000 more tax agents, they're not going to be chasing the big companies. They're not going to be chasing a Hunter Biden and his tax problems or Al Sharpton. They're coming after you under this administration. And any group that wants a tax deference, if it has a Trump name, a MAGA name, a conservative name, good luck with that. We saw that in the past, didn't we? Our guest today, Dick Morris, former Clinton advocate and confidant. Now, not so much. He has out a book, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. Dick Morris will be joining us a little bit later. And Pelosi in the Philippines, is she going to Taiwan or not? It appears so. China's trying to show a little bit more threatening muscles, say don't come. And what is a recession? What is a wall? What is building a wall? Is building a wall racist? All questions to the White House spokeswoman, Karine Jean-Pierre. Oh, you're going to have a laugh over this one. We've got a lot to cover. Lock and load. Ready. On the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with a Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner. Better. Safer. Be well with Wellington. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof. Plus, quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
You should have closed your windows and got another dog. You should have chained up all the doors and switched up all the locks. And how many times?
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You know, Senator, I talked to a number of business people over the past few days, and they really wanted to know this. They wanted to know why you changed or evolved your thinking, and why now?
Well, I've never changed or evolved my thinking. I always felt we should be able to fight inflation and try to give relief to people all over America right now with the highest inflation rates they've ever seen. And next of all, we do it by producing. You've got to produce. And if you're going to produce, you have to be able to have more energy so you can get the gas prices down, have more production and more manufacturing so you can get people working and not have layoffs and things of that sort. So it's going to take some investments. I've always looked at that for a balanced approach. I never could get there. Didn't think I was going to get there this time. But it all came to fruition. And it worked out, and I'm happy it did.
So in 2010, you said this: I don't think during a time of recession you mess with any of the taxes or increase any taxes. This bill does that. But here you are earlier this month.
You can't be raising taxes. You can't make anything inflationary. You can close some loopholes. You can find out where there's some things that should be done that should have been done before, but it won't be inflationary at all.
It won't be inflationary at all. That's what he said then. Well, Senator Manchin, I'm going to read to you what the Wall Street Journal just put out, and I will apologize in advance. I'm apologizing in advance to several friends who might be used car salesmen. The Wall Street Journal stating in a column, Inflation Reduction Act, which is what Joe Manchin signed off and said it will not raise taxes. Inflation Reduction Act is an insult to used car salesmen. That's direct from the Wall Street Journal. That's just one kickback. It's also an allegation in there that Manchin got duped. He's actually believing that Senator Majority Leader Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Biden wouldn't lie to him? Well, I still believe in the Tooth Fairy. Do you? And Santa Claus? And I believe I'm the best-looking man on Rumble TV right now. In fact, I'm the best-looking man anywhere. That's what I believe. Am I duping you? I doubt it. We are, by the way, live streaming as usual on Rumble.com. Rumble.com, go there right now, enter in the search engine, Larry Connors USA. It'll take you to our page where you'll see previous Rumbles, and then you can quickly see where you push live and join us in studio. And I remind you, anytime you miss a program, you can go to LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA.com, and pull up the podcast, and then share them. I appreciate you sharing them with others. You can subscribe for free. We'll get it to you every day, no cost. So you won't miss anything. Like what I'm about to tell you right now. Joe Manchin got duped. I'm going to go along with the Wall Street Journal. We're going to get into that in more detail. But again, keep in mind, Manchin was against this thing. This, even though you heard him say repeatedly in that interview with Brett Baer over the weekend, I'm the same. I've been wanting to do this. And then Brett Baer said, well, you were against it. He said, yeah, I will do nothing that's going to cause a tax increase. This is going to cause a tax increase and accelerate inflation. You don't have to take my word. There are numerous experts. We'll get through some of those in a moment. But again, let's go back to Senator Manchin because he turns right around and then defends what he's doing.
And for the 8 months that I've endured being against Build Back Better and all the different things that the Democrat colleagues wanted to do, I thought was wrong, definitely couldn't do any more and stopped all that from happening, Brett. This is a piece of legislation that's an investment. We've taken $3.5 trillion in spending that was aspirational spending that my colleagues wanted to do on the Democrat side, and we've taken that down to a $400 billion investment. We're not sending a check to anybody. You're going to have to basically produce. You're going to have to get out there and put some capital out there, take some risk and produce. Bringing manufacturing jobs back to America, building up a battery manufacturing and resourcing. I don't want to be dependent on foreign supply chains. That's exactly what has been happening. We're changing that. I'm just grateful everyone's coming together. You know, my Republican friends, I've said this. We've done everything that basically, when you look in this bill, you've always wanted to basically make sure that we're able to reform permitting. We're doing that. You wanted to pay down debt. We're doing that. You wanted more manufacturing. We're doing that. We're doing everything you've asked. And I would hope in a normal time this will be a bipartisan bill, but I understand the toxic atmosphere we're in.
Yeah, it's a toxic atmosphere right now. Don't take a breath because it's extremely toxic air right now. Now, the summary from the Joint Committee on Taxation Estimate and Congressional Budget Office has some different things in there to talk about how the Inflation Reduction Act, what it would do, enact historic deficit reduction to fight inflation. That's something big that Manchin is beginning to push. Lowers energy costs, supposedly, and does have some changes on drug prices and health care premiums. All that's good. And it says no new taxes on families making $400,000 or less. Well, apparently that's not the way it really breaks out. When you look at how much they will still be paying when the overall tax bill hits, we'll break that out a little bit later for you. And I know taxes and numbers and economy, they're very difficult subjects to do, period, especially on radio. That's why I try not to throw a lot of numbers at you, but at the same time, I try to pinpoint the highlights. Let me point out something to you. I'm going to give Senator Manchin a chance to defend again why he thinks it will not raise taxes. But the University of Pennsylvania, Wharton Business School, said this is not even going to reduce inflation until 2024. That's an independent group looking at it. You're not going to see inflation go down until 2024. Where are we now? Let me take you back to when Biden was inaugurated January 2021. When he was inaugurated, our inflation rate, because of Trump, yeah, I know, you don't want to admit it, some of you, but it was at 1.4%. 1.4%. That was January 2021, the day Joe Biden raised his hand and placed his other hand on the Bible. In November, Biden had signed the $1 trillion infrastructure. Inflation was at 6.8%, already moving fast. From 1.4, 9 months later, 6.8%. June, Democrats pushing the Build Back Better program, 9.1% inflation. So keep that in mind as you listen to Senator Manchin say, this will not raise taxes.
They're wrong. It does not raise taxes. And I've said this before. I said, all we did was close loopholes, if you heard. First of all, in 2017, the tax rate, corporate tax rate, was 35%. It went from 35 to 21, 14% reduction, Brett. And when that did, everyone says, oh, my goodness, this is tremendous. All we're doing is basically saying the largest corporations in America that have $1 billion of value or greater have to pay a minimum of 15% to help this great country. That's all. I don't think anyone in West Virginia thought that anyone could get by with not paying at least their 21%. So we did not raise taxes. We've closed loopholes. That's all we did. I made sure there was no tax increases in this whatsoever.
He made sure there were no taxes increase in it, so whatever. But every other source, that if it's unbiased, and I'm trying to give you as many as I can. I'm looking up some more right now. When I look at some of these things, it's called an Inflation Reduction Act. I mean, it's kind of like putting that lipstick on the pig. If you set it up that way, it may appear to be that it's going to be lipstick, that the pig now looks better, but it's still a pig. We all know that. Congressman Jimenez of Florida, Republican, said in his word, this is clearly a bad, bad bill.
We're in a place where we have inflation, you know, roaring out of control. We have higher interest rates, and now we have a recession. I call that the triple play of misery. And then on top of this, you get this, you know, monstrosity of a bill that actually does raise taxes on every single one of us because the IRS is going to come after us. So if you really like to get audited by the IRS, you're going to really like this bill.
You're really going to like it. Think you'll really like it? As I said earlier, it's going to create 86,000 new IRS agents. We're going to spend more time on that in the next hour. But the other part of the story is here, and even the Wall Street Journal and an opinion editorial column basically said that the GOP and Manchin got duped. Now, before you understand, I say just on this act, go back to that chip deal that was done a few days before Manchin suddenly made the switch. Remember the chip deal? There were 17 GOP senators that signed on to that. The chip deal that was supposedly going to provide extra subsidy money to help, not going to do that so much. It basically is going to indicate, again, we're going to subsidize a private enterprise with taxpayer money. Again, back to Senator John Barrasso now, when he says, I agree with the Wall Street editorial, the GOP and Manchin have all been duped.
Well, number one, as you know, I did not vote for that bill. I thought it spent too much money and focused on a specific industry. But no, I never trusted Chuck Schumer. I knew he was going to continue to try to put together some reckless tax and spending bill to the final moment of the final day of the fiscal year. So I knew he wasn't going to stop. No Republican should ever believe Chuck Schumer. With regard to the bill that passed, there are Republicans and Democrats who know we have a specific problem with China. I say never again can we be dependent on China for medicines, for materials, for important minerals. Never again. They're trying to get at a problem. I just think it didn't provide what we needed to do to prevent China from stealing our trade secrets. I've been on the conference committee for that bill. The votes were there. I'm not surprised it passed. What I am surprised is that Joe Manchin has signed on to Chuck Schumer's bill. I'm not surprised that Chuck Schumer will continue to tell people anything that it will help him go very, very liberal with his agenda.
And that I have no doubt. And, you know, speaking of liberal in that sense, the energy and security climate change total investment, $369 billion for more green energy. It had been 375 or something like that. So Manchin says, I told them, no Green Deal. We're not going to spend that kind of money on new Green Deal. So they went from the number being around $379 billion to $369 billion. Whoopie-doo. That's like dropping pennies on the sidewalk the way we're running this country now. Then another source that also believes that when you start looking at what's happened here, again, back to, you heard Congressman Jimenez a moment ago saying how bad the bill was, he also agrees the GOP is getting tricked.
I think a lot of them did get duped. I think, you know, Mitch McConnell got duped on this, and I think that he's really upset about it. I mean, you should keep your word. Somebody must have told him that, hey, this thing is dead. That way, you know, that thing can move through. The majority, the vast majority of Republicans in the House voted against that CHIPS bill. We can do better once we take control of the House, and so that's the reason why I voted against it. You know, I do believe we need to invest in American technology. I do believe we need to bring businesses back to America, especially manufacturing, and so at a time when we want to bring those back, this bill actually puts a tax on those bills that were those companies that were trying to bring back to America. Again, totally, you know, nonsensical, doesn't make any sense at all what they're trying to do. Everything that they do is kind of backwards. If you want to incentivize companies to come back to America, you know, you don't raise taxes on them. And so this bill doesn't make any sense in any way, shape, or form.
And you remember when Trump ran and then was in office, the first thing he did was reduce the corporate tax to encourage businesses come back to the states. Now the Manchin firewall is down. Cinema is in play. Nancy Pelosi coming up.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. We will be spending more on the Inflation Reduction Comedy Act in the second hour. But we've got some other things I want to touch on in this hour as well. One, before we leave that story about Manchin making his decision, he and Senator Sinema have been a firewall against a lot of what the leftist agenda Democrat woke wanted to do. Now that Manchin is bought into the Inflation Reduction Comedy Act, there's been no response from Sinema so far as to what she's going to do. It has some provisions in it, and he said, I think she should look at it because some things she worked on when it came to reducing health costs, prescription drugs, that those are included. You need to look at it. Yeah, but don't buy it just for that. I mean, are you really going to buy a whole house because you happen to like what one room looks like? Really? And Manchin also admitted on CNN he did not brief Sinema or anyone else in his Democrat caucus on his negotiations with Chuck Schumer on the very real possibility they would fall apart. No kidding. He said on CNN, when Sinema looks at the bill and sees the whole spectrum, what we're bringing in, she'll be positive about it. Well, so far, she ain't saying nothing. Nothing, honey, to that. It's a major reversal for Manchin. All this could become law as soon as August, assuming Democrats can pass the bill in the House and it passes muster with the Senate parliamentarian to allow it to be approved along straight party lines. It could happen that quickly. Better not happen at all. We'll come back to it again in the second hour. All right, well, after all the rampant speculation, Nancy Pelosi will be visiting Taiwan and meeting with government officials. That's according to the latest reports. And the former editor of a Chinese state-run publication issuing a dire warning. Someone familiar with the situation telling the Wall Street Journal, she is definitely coming. The only variable is whether she spends the night in Taipei. She would be the first House Speaker to visit Taiwan since Newt Gingrich did back in 1997. China's already issued stern warnings against it. Now, I want to tell you and make it clear here. As much as I detest Nancy Pelosi and her politics, I don't like the Chinese telling our politicians where they can and cannot go. And she's on this trip with the members of the House, including Democrats Meeks of New York, Takano of California, Delbina of Washington, Christian Matui of Illinois. I hope I pronounced it right. I apologize if I didn't. I'm not trying to make fun of it. And Andy Kim of New Jersey. But the Global Times chief editor said, let her go to Taiwan, but pray before departure. Wish herself a safe journey. Wish herself not be defined by history as a sinner who starts a spiral of escalation process, expanding military frictions to a large-scale war in the Taiwan Strait. And also in response to that, the Chinese People's Liberation Army staging military exercises, publishing propaganda videos of various weapons, including an alleged aircraft killer. They put that up on their screen Sunday. They're doing a lot of saber rattling in advance of her getting there. And whether or not she'll spend the night, that we don't know. Before we wrap up this hour, we're going to talk about Russia still holding Brittany Griner, the WNBA star, and Paul Whelan. They were supposedly going to free for an arms dealer. Not a good idea. And again, I'll remind you why Griner, they're making an effort to get her out, and Whelan will get the benefit of it. But my guest coming up in the next segment, Dick Morris, a friend, special advisor to Bill Clinton during his time as governor of Arkansas, and during his, and since his 78 run, he became a political advisor of the White House. And then later he had a falling out with them, and he also had been a contributor to Fox News for a period of time. Now writes a weekly column for the New York Post, carried nationwide. Morris is going to be joining us coming up here next, Richard Morris, and he's got out a new book called, let me get the exact title, The Return, Trump's Big 2024 Comeback. Is he on target? Does he know something we don't know? Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Okay, welcome back. We're in the process of contacting Dick Morris, who is, of course, as I said, a previous confidant for Bill Clinton and helped get him elected and was with the White House, Clinton White House, for a period of time. And then he advised at that time that Clinton recover from the Republican Revolution by adopting more moderate policies. Well, we're not in moderate policies with Democrats now, are we? And then later he went on, became campaign manager, Clinton's successful 96 bid for re-election. But the tenure of that campaign got cut short. He was supposedly soliciting a prostitute, letting her listen to the phone call. I'm giving you all that history because you probably know it anyway. Now, don't try to hide anything from my audience. Dick Morris also worked for Fox News for a period of time. And for a period of time, it appeared things were going well, but they did not up his last contract negotiation. And lately, I'm hearing a lot of complaints about Fox News. For instance, specifically that they seem to be silencing Trump. They did not carry his speech the other day. They carried a part of Mike Pence, or maybe all of it, But they didn't care any of Trump. So some folks are saying, are they trying to make Trump disappear? Others are saying, well, Fox News will come around and reinsert itself with Trump after we see that he's going to definitely run. Well, that's the focus of Dick Morris's new book titled The Return, that Trump Big 2024 Comeback. All right, he was on another interview, and apparently they've overextended their time, and so we're waiting for them to wrap up. He's been extremely busy. It's been a hard effort to book him, but when he's on this program, we hold the clock. And if we don't get him quickly, we'll just abandon him, and I hate to do that. But I don't like holding you hostage for somebody that we're being delayed because someone else is talking to him. We keep trying him. We try him one more time, and then after that, we're going to give him a pass. And I hate to do that because I did heavily promote it. I want to hear from him. I want to hear, in fact, I'll read you on a couple of things that he's written in his own column because I think they are interesting as well. He has out his own site, dickmorris.com. And since I talked about how Fox News had been turning its back on Trump lately, he wrote in his one on his site that media trying to foment primary against Trump, that the fake news media, as he said, has opened up a new assignment for Democrat overlords. Go find someone to primary Trump for 2024. In other words, find another, quote, Republican or conservative to run against Trump, and then we will definitely make sure he doesn't get back in. They, you know, for all of the January 6th committee and all the nonsense that's been going on with it, it's appalling that they are so wrapped up into that when they're looking for a conspiracy, and they got one right under the nose in the Biden White House with Hunter Biden and his ties to Daddy, and they won't even initiate an investigation. Why? Well, because they're all Democrats, Larry. What a stupid question. I know. I answered it for myself. All right, we got Dick Morris on the line. Dick, glad to have you. I'm sorry we're going to have to shorten it. I don't know who the hell was holding you up. I'm going to punch him in the face for it. What's going on?
No, I left my cell phone.
Oh, no. Yeah. How do you do that?
Well,
we don't have to worry about
what's
anything
going
else.
On is I have a new book out.
Yeah, I know. I know you got that. I know. We've been talking about that.
Come back in
24. I know that. I've been pushing that. Tell me why. Okay. Tell me why you think he's going to come back.
Well, first of all, he's the only person who can say the four magic words that will win the election. I did it already.
Yeah.
Nobody else can say that.
I agree with that.
When the Democrats say, hey, you can't hold down gas prices, you can't seal the border. And when some people flirt with the idea of DeSantis, he can't say that. The question always is, how do we know you'll be able to do this? And Democrats always like to clothe their failures in the garb of pessimism and say nobody could have done any better.
Yeah, well, I pointed out that Biden, all he had to do is come in and be a caretaker, what Trump already had in place,
yeah.
And his numbers would be up.
That's right. One of the things I talk about in this book that you may not know about, and your audience may not, is that we, the Trump people, believe that the voter fraud issue has been solved and that there will not be voter fraud in 24. Let me explain why. There is a provision in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 5, that says the times, places, and manners of elections for Congress will be determined by the state legislature, and not by the governor, but by the legislature. And there's a lawsuit called Moore v. Harper, where the conservatives are suing, saying that the governor and the state courts have no jurisdiction over voting rules.
All of that said, how's that going to guarantee there's no fraud?
Because the state legislatures in the five key swing states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and North Carolina, have passed really good legislative bills that stop voter fraud, voter ID, no drop boxes, but the governors have vetoed it. And this decision says the governors can't veto those bills.
Good point.
They're now veto-proof. And now, Trump will do that.
Let me ask this, since we're talking about Trump's possibility. Before you joined us, I was pointing out how a lot of folks are upset with Fox. I know, and I point out that you'd worked for them previously, but then they didn't renew the contract with you. But that Fox didn't even bother airing his speech the other day. Some believe that Fox is trying to make him disappear.
Yeah, they are. He has not been on Fox for 3 months, and with DeSantis has been on maybe 10 times. And Hannity has held town halls with DeSantis, but won't cover the Trump rallies. And what's going on, and I point this out in my book, is the Democrats are trying to foment a primary against Trump.
Right.
They're trying to push up DeSantis as their fair-haired boy, who can say, I'm just like Trump, but I'm not offensive, and I'm very nice and easy to get along with.
When you say primary, when you say primary, I thought you were saying they're going to look for somebody that could defeat him in the primary so he would not be on the final ticket. If you're talking about a DeSantis, you're talking about a heads up. He's already won the Republican primary.
No, I'm saying for president. I'm saying the New York Times and the Democrats and the January 6th committee and Fox News have as their goal getting DeSantis to run against Trump for president in the Republican primary of 14.
So Sean Hannity was sitting with him watching this LIV golf tournament the other day at Mar-a-Lago. Sean Hannity, of course, big part. He's his own enterprise other than Fox.
Sean and Laura are the only two that are still loyal to Trump. But Brett Baer and the entire rest. What?
Tucker?
Tucker isn't really. I don't follow him that closely. But the network itself is blacking out Trump. None of the anchors are allowed to have Trump on. He hasn't appeared on Fox News in 100 days.
Your book, again, your book, The Return by Dick Morris. And, Dick, I'm sorry I keep cutting into you, but we got short of time. I'm trying to cover a lot of territory. Where do you see Trump making an official announcement, and how soon? Or have you had any direct discussions with him?
Yeah, I talk to him several times a week. I think right after the 2022 election. The reason he's not is simply his accountant tells him that the millions of dollars he's spending on these rallies will have to come out of his campaign budget if he's an announced candidate, and I think he'll do it shortly after 22.
Well, he said the other day he's expecting a full sweep, obviously. He's done well with the candidacy. He's lost only three of them, I think.
Yeah. I also think that Hillary will be his opponent.
Ah.
I write about this in The Return. What's going to happen is that they're going to go to Biden and say you can't run again after 22 because they'll get wiped out and they'll be scared of running with them in 14.
I got to ask you, some folks going to say, is this a book of fact or is it fiction?
Well, it's a book based on my knowledge of inside what's happening.
Okay.
And the last one I wrote was entitled How Trump Will Defeat Hillary.
Right.
So I know what I'm talking about.
Apparently so.
And I think that they're going to go to Biden and he's going to announce he's not going to run again. Then the polls will show Bernie Sanders in first place. And the Democrats will be scared to death that he'll win. And just as in 2016 they went to Hillary begging her to run to save them from Sanders, that's going to repeat itself.
All right.
And we'll end up as a Trump-Hillary race, which Trump will win overwhelmingly.
Dick Morris, I'm glad we finally got you on. I'm sorry we didn't have more time that we got cut on. I'm glad you got yourself on, and you got it back in your possession. I'm happy for that.
Dick Morris, the
book is out, available now, The Return, written by Dick Morris, the comeback of 2024 for Trump. Coming up, are we going to see Griner clear from Russia or not?
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
The other day, some listeners saw me in Cafe Napoli, and one said, "We see you here all the time." I said, "Yes, you do. I am the Cafe Napoli ambassador." Truth is, I've been a Napoli customer for decades, when there was only the Clayton location, then Town and Country, now St. Charles. Trust me, you'll enjoy great food, drinks, service. Cafe Napoli, Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles. And tell them the Cafe Napoli ambassador sent you.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. cash because you can.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Reminding you, when we're live, we are streaming at rumble.com. And I'll also remind you that the station you're listening to us, our prime station is KXEN 1010 AM or FM 100.7 or our app, KXEN1010.com. But you might hear us on other stations from time to time, but you don't hear all the programs. We air Monday through Friday, 1 to 3 p.m. Book it. 1 to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday right here. And other stations will carry other programming in place of us. We're working to change that. I regret also we didn't have more time with Dick Morris. You've been very difficult to lock down on a schedule. Tried all last week and then today. And he said he had lost the phone. And I regret that. But I'm glad we got him. Okay, so I apologize to you because I thought we'd have more time. I wanted to get more detail, and I apologize if I seemed a little bit abrupt about it, interrupting him, but I've got ground to cover. And when my Marine's on a mission, I'm not going to stand still and wait for everybody to catch up. And to that extent, I might outrun my food and ammo supply, so I better be ready. And to that extent, I'm ready with still another story for you. I raised this question and the issue the other day. President Biden has supposedly, after months of internal debate, they made an offer to exchange a convicted Russian arms trafficker and currently serving a 25-year U.S. prison sentence as a deal to secure the release of two Americans held by the Russians. One, Brittany Griner, the WNBA star, black, lesbian, anti-American, will not stand for the pledge, will not go on the court when it's being played in advance of her games. But she got locked up in a Russian prison 5+ months ago now because she went into that country to play a game and she brought in apparently vape with marijuana in it. How much marijuana, I don't know, but it's a violation. And she's confessed to it in court, I guess thinking maybe if I confess and seem contrite and say, I did, but I didn't realize, da-da-da-da. No, doesn't carry that much weight in Russia so far. And they saw her as a perfect political pawn. There's another American that's going to be part of this exchange, a white man by the name of Paul Whelan, a security agent, had served in the Marines. They arrested him. He's been in prison for 6+ years under charges of spying, which he's denied. I don't know the facts on the case, if he did or didn't, but here's the deal you should remember. First of all, on one hand, I don't want any American locked up in a Russian prison. But if I were going to select someone, it would be someone like Brittany Griner, who does not honor our country and what it stands for until she gets in trouble. And then, oh, hey, I'm right here. And sends a personal letter to Biden saying, on July 4, saying, normally I'd be home with my family celebrating July 4. You might be celebrating July 4, but are you celebrating it just because it's party and hot dogs and so forth? Or are you celebrating Independence Day? Do you know why July 4 exists? I'll bet now she might like to stand on a WNBA court while the national anthem is played. Or then again, she may not. She may come back and say, nope, I haven't changed my mind. But all of this does work to the benefit of Paul Whelan. To my knowledge, the Biden administration had done anything to try to get him out. I don't know how much the Trump administration had done, so I can't answer that. But the only reason Whelan is in there, so the Biden administration doesn't appear to be simply rescuing a black WNBA lesbian who hates America. So they're throwing, say, well, we want Paul Whelan at the same time, and we will give you this arms dealer. They spent years tracking this guy down. Many are saying this is a guy you do not want to let back out of prison. He's responsible for who knows how many deaths by dealing the arms he has, and that he's considered one of the worst of the worst. But the other part of the story, or as Paul Harvey would say, the rest of the story, so far Russia hasn't responded. They're taking the deal. They haven't indicated they're going to. I guess I guess they thought that if she or if the Biden administration say, we got this deal, we're going to do it, we've negotiated it, and apparently it's a one-side negotiation, because I've been watching, and there's not a word one from Russia about buying off on it. Now, Trump got Trevor Reed back in the USA I'm not sure if it's Trump or Trump had started it and it got finished off by Biden. But he was 3 years held in a 9-year prison sentence for endangering the life of Russian police officers, apparently a drunken brawl at a bar or something, and he had admits that he might be guilty of that. But the key here also is that Griner has been in less than 6 months, and she's already crying, Mama, Mama USA, I love you, Mama USA, help get me out of here. Yeah, the same one who wouldn't stand on a basketball court and honor our national anthem and our flag. But I'm glad Paul Whelan will be getting out, if it goes through. Coming up, more on the Inflation Reduction Act Comedy Act.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.